Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Oh, I'm glad I didn't soul up there. I was afraid what you might do to me.
That's what hurts the most.
Yeah. Let's have some poetry.
Keep moving.
Gary McMahon is riding along with us. This is Getting in Nature's Way.
One of the reasons I like this cowboy poetry as much as I do is that a lot of it is true. And so you don't always have to spend your time looking for the perfect situation or the perfect rhyme, because what carries it through the whole thing is that the doggone thing actually happened. And such is true of this poem I'm about to do you. I didn't see it, unfortunately, but it's about Ab Cross. He was a grand old man at the Cross Ranch in Du Bois, Wyoming. And I knew Ab, and he was a good friend of my dad's. And this story was told to me after Ab's death by his son Philip at a bar in Riverton during the Wyoming Cowboy Poetry Gathering there. And I call it In Nature's Way. Now, there's some things you see that you never forget. Not like lost socks back under the bed. No. These memories endure like a first-rate family feud. The lightning had almost got you. Or catching Aunt Bess in the nude. Now, Ab was an old Wyoming rancher. He always rode a Black Morgan horse, and he'd say with glee, "I've been riding this sucker for 20 years, and he still hates me." Now, the affair of which I'm telling started innocent enough. Ab had rode to a neighboring ranch to take care of some ranching stuff. Well, he sorted some cows and had a powwow and a little of this and that, when the subject arose over lunch of Ab's old tabby gray cat. She showed up this summer, they said, and moved in under the shack. And it don't matter to us one way or another, but we figured you might want her back. So Ab launches into his cat hater rolling. Lousy cat's a critter a man can't control. And where that cat gets her mail, he don't care worth a darn. But with fall coming on, mice will head for the barn. When they do, they sure are a pain. The way they nest in the blankets, mess in the grain. And even though that cat ain't worth much, the thing that she is a mouser deluxe. And during cold weather, she quits liking to roam. So maybe just, well, take her on home. So with work and lunch out of the way, the kids run out, fetched up old Gray. Cradled in Ab's lap, the old cat seemed content. So on the back of that Morgan horse, there they both went. Well, the ride back home was pleasant enough. The old cat was a purring dab, soft, low hum. In fact, his whole tail gets about half drab till the dogs at the home place run out to greet Ab. Well, happy barks and wags soon turned to snarling teeth when they seen what was setting on that saddle seat. Now, it was plain to see something was fixing to happen. That cat was a hissing, and dogs jumping and snapping. Lap throwed his hat at him, but that was a mistake, for it offered up his old bald head as prime real estate. About the time old Gray decided to head for higher ground, that Morgan horse allowed he was under attack and balked his head right down. Well, Ab went to the horn with his free hand, getting bucked off hard, could have killed the old man. He was doing his best to stay with that Morgan that kept riding his dome with claws sharpened that morning. With most body parts busy, there was no way he could shake her, so all he could do was sit there and take her. In a wall-eyed fit, here they come run amuckin', a cussin' and a barkin' and a hissin' and a buckin'. The kid said, "Come quick, Grandpa's in a typhoon, and dang if he don't look like Daniel Boone." Well, his horse unloaded him right in the yard. And if it weren't for the dog, he might have hit hard. But he landed right square on top of old Rosie, who in turn bit him good right in his groceries. He'd been bucked off, dog bit, and his head clawed bloody, and the things he was saying wasn't fit for nobody. He sat there and fumed till the air turned blue, cussed his horse, that cat, and all them dogs, too. His head was all crisscrossed with beady black lines. But the cat and the horse and the dogs is all fine. I guess he thought they all turned on him that day, but the truth is he just got in nature's way. And like I say, there's memories you never leave behind. Like when Ab come bucking up the road with a cat on his mind.
Man, I would have given anything to see that. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Looks like Daniel Boone. That's got to hurt.
Oh, man. That day is what hurts the most.
Well, and that reminds me of another story, and I did not see this happen, but a fellow told me he was riding a snorty horse, snorty colt, and he got unloaded, and he landed and didn't land smack on his dog, but hit part of his dog when he landed, and his dog turned around and bit him. Yeah. So, what do you think you're doing there? So I don't know what hurt the most, getting unloaded, the landing, or the dog bite.
Right.
Can you tell?
Well, it's like that roper at the branding grill that lost his thumb and had to chum him out from under the trailer.
With a hot dog. Oh, I should have done that poem, too. Yeah. Oh, there's so many of them. What hurt the most?
Yeah, the dog taking my thumb.
And then there was another roping that I was at that fellow lost his thumb. They were looking all over the arena for it, never could find it.
Right.
Well, it was in his glove.
It was in his glove.
Yeah. Yeah, finally the person who was holding his glove felt, this is a little heavy here. Yeah, and there it was. It was in his glove.
For an hour.
Yep.
For an hour.
Looking for the thumb forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And they couldn't put it back on anyway.
No. So. Yeah, right. The fellow who's they had to chum the dog back to get his thumb back, they actually put his back on, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
No, they should have just left it off. Because it was stiff and in the road all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he couldn't rope because of this stiff thumb.
You get it out of the way.
He couldn't get it out of the way. He says, "I should have just left that thing off. I'm going to take it off with a pair of nippers."
Yeah, that's what he says. But he can count to 10.
Right. Oh, my goodness. You know, and it's hard to say what hurts the most. Does it hurt physically or does it hurt emotionally the most?
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem with me and buck-offs, okay?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We'll probably talk about one here in a minute. Okay. We better end the show, though.
What?
Yeah, we got Mike Hurwitz riding along with us. You betcha. This is When the Work's All Done.
Gathered cows all morning, shipping time today. When the trucks rolled off in a cloud of dust, I had to turn away. Leaning on the chutes, feeling cold and low. Another year gone past, nothing much to show. Opened up the gate and turned my old app out to run. The gray is waiting for with a year old piebald son. Looked up to the mountain, snow be coming soon. Guess I'll go into town, have a round with the boys at the old half moon. But the road runs by the river, through the cottonwoods past the school, where a pretty blonde girl used to let out class and wait for a cowboy food. And he loved the grass and the howling winds, and he built his fences strong. She left town with a lawyer man, now he's here alone. Swinging doors and saw my old friend Juan. Hey amigo, what are you gonna do now that the work's all done? Well, I think I'll go down to wrangle way to the girls with the raven hair. Said, why don't you come along with me and leave the hard times here? But the road runs by the river, through the cottonwoods past the school, and she'd sit there by the window and wait for a cowboy fool. And he loved her more than she could know, for he kept his cards face down. Now he's leaving the mother angel and headed for another town. 'Cause the devil made the wind for a man that's got to run. You know he can't be hanging around here now that the work's all done. I just can't be hanging around now that the work's all done.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait, you got one more?
Oh, I got a bunch more, but yeah. Anyway, talking about getting bucked off.
Uh-huh.
All right, what hurts the most?
Right.
Sometimes not getting bucked off hurts the most.
Right.
You get beat up worse than you would have if you'd have got dumped.
Absolutely.
But this time I got dumped and I thought I got away with it. Yep, no.
No.
I caught my horse, made it back to the trailer. Okay, phew, scot-free, right?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Wrong.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Somebody was sitting up on a ridge
and
watched the whole thing happen. Watched my horse buck up over the hill with the stirrups clapping over the saddle. And I got back to the trailer, and he lit in on me, and I thought, oh, my gosh. And, of course, before, I was the last one there, so everybody else was there, and they had told everybody else.
Blabberty old loudmouth scutter.
Yeah, sure did. Just threw me under the bus to everybody else.
You know, that always happens.
Yeah, it does.
Without fail.
Yeah. How'd it go out there, Andy? Oh, uneventful. Oh, yeah. Like hell.
You liar.
I watched it happen.
Well, you don't have any proof.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What? Where's the proof, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. I have a neighbor who, his daughter raised a bottle calf. And, of course, just loved it and kept it way too long. And finally, they had to put it in the freezer because this bottle calf got in a habit of coming up behind you and putting its front legs on your shoulders.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
And when it was a calf, that wasn't a big
deal.
Not
an issue, yeah.
But when it became a steer.
That's a problem.
It came up behind my neighbor and just about put him in the hospital. Said, okay.
Time to go in the freezer.
It's time to jump in the freezer. And
there you go.
I'll open the lid. You hop in.
Exactly.
That's right. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think I know.
Well, stay tuned.
Okay.
Well, that's going to be good. And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
You know, that hurts pretty bad.
The most.
Yeah.